This is Shop Talk, our weekly discussion of journalism issues. I'm Rich Egger.
I'm Will Buss.
And I'm Jasmine Creighton.
The Washington Post recently caught the group Project Veritas trying to entrap its reporters. Reporters for the Post, I think, did a great job of doing what journalists should do in fact-checking and verifying sources. And they ended up turning the tables on Project Veritas, showing how it tries to skew, I think, information and reality, really. On its website, Project Veritas claims to be exposing the world for what it is. But, Will, I get the impression from previous discussions with you that you might have a little different opinion.
Well, this is just first of all, props to the Washington Post. I think the bright side of this entire debacle is the fact that the Post was doing their job and earnest, honest, above-board journalism wins again. But what this stems from was from a person who posed as another accusational person who in her 40s now, who didn't give her even her correct name. She went under an alias and posed as someone who had been sexually abused or assaulted by another of the other string of accusations to the Alabama Senate candidate Roy Moore. And when the Post was talking to the other 8 or 9 women, I think, that are now on that list, they, as all good journalists that are worth their salt, went through a rigorous vetting process. And when they went through this with this Jamie Taylor alias, Jamie Smith, Jamie Jones, whatever her name was, the jig was up when they found out her background. And they did some deep searching on her background about her social media use. And it traced her back to this said Veritas group. And this New York-based organization that has had that has been in the news in the past, though I wasn't aware of it until this and all the reports that have come out this week. But the Veritas Group is just this really insidious effort, an organized effort, mm-hmm. to derail legitimate journalism, and to the point to where they will do or say just about anything to attend and to coax people to believe in their agenda and to promote this fake news agenda that's been perpetuated by this administration. And it's disgusting. And as troublesome as it is, though, I do think the bright side is that this truth has prevailed, and the journalists at the Washington Post should be commended.
Yeah, and what they're ultimately trying to do is make it seem like any of the accusations that have been coming out against Roy Moore are false. Because if they had tricked anyone into believing them, then they would have been able to make anyone believe that, well, maybe no one else is telling the truth too. So that, I mean, that ultimately is what they're trying to do, is make it seem like everyone is lying about all these different things, and journalists aren't doing their jobs. And again, Washington Post did an outstanding job doing all this research, because, I mean, that's what it took to figure out and trace this person back to, I think, also a GoFundMe account where they're trying to raise money against journalism. They're trying to make journalists look like they're not doing their jobs, they're not being journalists. So they did a great job doing all this work and figuring out what they did, and also getting it on tape. They made a recording of their encounter, their reporter with this woman, and made sure that, you know, they have the whole thing so they can show it to people and show the encounter as it happened, instead of what Project Veritas does is record encounters with journalists. They heavily edit and then they put it together and make it seem as though, you know, people, these journalists are out to get certain people, or make it seem like they're bad people. But, you know, they turned the tables, like you said, Will, and made sure they recorded the whole thing because they saw this coming.
In a way, it's a good exercise for reporters to have to perhaps dig deep and check and make sure that they're not being lied to. In that sense, I think it's a good thing. The problem is, as you guys have mentioned, Project Veritas is not doing this to help journalists, but rather to hurt journalism.
I'm stunned at how the depths of which a group of people have concentrated and organized to try to deceive the public. You know, up until this point, I had viewed what has been perpetuated online by someone with just an internet connection in their parents' basement, whatnot, with no other time, no job, no life, and no virtue, that is just perpetuating this online. But I really did not understand till this to the reading these stories that came out, that this Veritas group was in a, you know, bricks and mortar building, and they had an organization of several people, and were posing and are posing, so continue to pose as journalists and perpetuating their versions of the truth. And as disgusting as this the events of this past week have been, I still see, and I repeat, that I see a silver lining in the fact that I think this goes to show that you know, the truth will come out when the journalism is legitimate and it's done and conducted by legacy journalism organizations like the longstanding tried and true Washington Post. But I didn't know their intentions were just so diabolical, and I think it's just a wake up call to all of us that there are folks like this out there, and there may be more that we haven't discovered that we need to be aware of.
Yeah, and journalists are people. People make mistakes. Journalists make mistakes sometimes. If it's pointed out to us, we run corrections. Many of the mistakes are small. Some of them turn out to be large, with like what happened with Rolling Stone magazine and their failure to fully vet a source regarding rape on campus. But journalists, despite what some people say, are not out there with some sort of agenda other than to report on what's going on. And it's unfortunate that this group is trying to paint journalists in a bad light.
Yeah, but true journalists are exactly what you said, Rich. And there are people out there who are in the media, this broad general term out there, mm-hmm. that are not journalists, and they are people that you are going to encounter, and you need to understand who are journalists and who are not. And that's important. And I think a lot of people get that confused. A lot of people think that who they're watching on television is someone who's supposed to be bringing them the absolute truth, when in reality they are paid to come on air and give their opinion about something, and they're a commentator or they're an advocate for some group. And this is not journalism. This is someone just spewing things out of their mouth and things that they believe but may not have any factual base whatsoever. So it's really important to know what you're watching and what you're reading.
And yeah. I think we're talking about two different dynamics here. I mean, to err is human, you know. I had made my shares of you know, mistakes or a misspelling of something, or had my facts incorrect and came back and retracted or corrected something as a reporter. It happens on occasion to the best of us. This is something that is just incendiary. It's intentional. It's again, diabolical, and it's something that's meant and intended to deceive. You know, these other mistakes are something that are made out of you know, good faith and something that just happens. This is something completely different and a completely unusual issue when people are intentionally trying to deceive people. This is very especially troubling.
Yeah, journalists are under attack, whether it's physically or whether it's in this way, which Project Veritas tried to pull off. But it's important to know that journalists, we're not out there to necessarily get anyone. We're out there to present the facts. And although it might feel like when people are they feel like they're being, you know, attacked themselves, it's usually for a good reason. Usually, you know, there's a reason we are talking about you in the media, in the news.
Yeah. And to go back to a point you made earlier, Jasmine, we all seem to be falling under this umbrella of being called the media. Mm-hmm. And there is a distinct difference between some members of the media who would be journalists and other members of the media who would be spin doctors or whatever title you want to give, pundits, whatever mm-hmm. the case might be. Hey, we need to wrap things up for today. Our listeners can join us again next week at this time for more of Shop Talk.